each other through this ever-changing weather. Explore every bend of the road together. An open heart when your world is a mess. That's the only kind of love, the only kind of love. No need for presents or a fancy dress. That's the only kind of love, the only kind of love I need. Ooh. Ooh. Walk with me, leave your troubles behind you. Oh, let me carry them until we know what to do. We can talk for hours, take a shower, then watch TV. Move to the west or spend the rest of our lives on the sea. An open heart when your world is a mess. That's the only kind of love, the only kind of love. No need for presents or a fancy dress. That's the only kind of love I need.
Everybody, and a very happy, happy Easter to you all. Now, this week's question came up in the last few days, and it's a question somebody asked me: what has faith and religion to do with me? Very good question. And most therapists won't touch this question. Why? I've no idea, but I've no problem with it. So let me start by giving you the obvious: the difference between religion and spirituality, or faith. Religion is an organized system of beliefs, of practices, of rituals, and of course, symbols. And all of these are to facilitate a closeness to what we consider to be sacred or transcendent, i.e. God, higher power, or ultimate truth, or whatever you feel it is. Whereas spirituality is a personal quest for understanding about the meaning of life, about the relationship with the sacred or the transcendent, which may or may not come from the development of religious rituals, or may even lead to religious rituals. Let me ask you a question. How many of you have attended a funeral, a wedding, baptism? How many of you go to church every week, month, or every year? Why do you attend the Christmas ceremonies or the Easter ceremonies? What's in it for you? Is it a tradition? Is it that you are unsure of what's out there? Are you hedging your bets? I'm not sure I believe, but just in case. Stop and ask yourself the question, what's in it for me? Am I attending somebody else's wedding or baptism or funeral because I need to be seen there? or do I want to attend, but I don't really believe. Great energy to give a friend getting married on our wedding day. And if you're the bride getting married in a church, yet you haven't attended church on a regular basis as an adult. Why? Why are you getting married in a church? What's in it for you? And if you're a parent baptizing your child, why are you baptizing your child if you're not going to attend ceremonies on a regular basis to fulfill the promises you make at the baptism? Godparents, why are you godparents? We have to start asking ourselves serious questions on our behaviour and our belief system. If I don't believe that there's a higher power, what am I doing it for? Because it's always been done? Sorry, doesn't make sense. Again, are you just hedging your bets? Why do you get kids to make their communion? Is it to get them into a Catholic school? Why? We have to start asking the important questions. Am I taking responsibility for my own faith, my own spirituality, and my religion? Here's another question to ask yourself, which is a very recent one. We all had the census done in our house. How many of you put down as their religion Roman Catholic or atheist, agnostic? Why did you put down what you put down? Did you even ask yourself the question, or was it automatic? Let me give you some interesting snippets about religion or religious practice. And I'm not just talking about the Catholic faith, I'm talking about Protestantism, Anglican, Hindu, even Muslim. They're not all bad people. Just as we are not all bad people. Religious practice can contribute to physical and mental health. We know that religious practice lessens depression. It promotes self-esteem. Religious worship also increases longevity. And we also know that it can actually increase our chance of recovery from an illness. And it can also lessen the incidences of many diseases. Would you believe me if I said in the US this is, so it's in dollars, the health savings value of religious practice is around $115.5 billion a year. Can you imagine what it is here in Ireland? Our mental health can be correlated to religious participation, because an increase in religious practice has been associated with having a greater hope and a greater sense of purpose in life. Actually, there's some, I can't remember the study that was done, found that there has been a positive association between religious involvement and happiness, life satisfaction, morale, positive effect, and in a lot of cases, a sense of well-being. So if you are a person who attends religious services quite regularly, why? What do you hope to gain from it? And those who don't, what are you hoping to gain? What are you hoping for out of life?
When you're lost and no one's there, and you wonder who even cares, oh, come back to your breath, don't drift away from me.
Sometimes I think we want our cake and eat it. For example, how many of us will look for a priest when we want to be buried, or to get married, or to have our kids baptized or confirmed or given Holy Communion or whatever? But if I don't attend to my faith through religious practice, then why am I asking for it when I feel I need it? Isn't that just a little bit hypocritical of us? Judgmental? Manipulative? And isn't that what we criticise the church for? Being unsupportive, critical, judgmental, manipulative and hypocritical. Maybe we need to start looking at our own behaviour first. Now, I must point out here, this is not a rant, or it's from a genuine question that was asked of me during the week about faith and what the hell it has to do with me. I.e. the person who asked it. And I have to say, it comes down to what is it that I believe, and am I willing to practice that belief? Without conditions, without picking and choosing what I like and what I don't like. Always reminds me of somebody who joins the guards or the army. They have to put on the uniform and behave. And you get some people who don't. It's the same in any faith or religion. You will have the good people, you will have the bad people, you'll have the in-between people. But it's about, what is it that I believe and how am I practicing that belief? That's basically what it comes down to. Faith is what you believe. Religion is how you practice that faith. Okay, so from all the community here, from Abby, from Tara and myself, we wish you, all of you, a very happy and peaceful Easter. And may whatever God you decide to follow, or higher power that you have within you, may you be happy, may you have peace, may you have love, and we'll see you in 2 weeks' time. I'm taking next week off. Stay well, stay safe. Namaste.
I saw the flashes in the dark, colours on the wall, bright against the monochrome, where I felt so small. I drew the curtains up, pulled away the blinds, heard a rushing wind through the windows of my mind, and I began to glow with a love divine. Shine, shine, shine. Shine in the golden gaze of the mighty. was a boy, rolled up like a cigarette. The jacket didn't fit quite yet, the leather made me sweat. Over time I shook it off, turned to face the breeze. I learned to see it all at once, gone on in the little things. Shine, shine, in the mind, it clouds like smoke. It lingers in the corners, it slides like a ghost. There comes a light from behind, beam me up from the unknown. Dancing with my shadows, illuminating. See the glow from a love divine. Shine, shine, flashes in the dark.